Can the first Latin American pope heal the world's second largest Catholic nation from decades of corruption, internal warfare, and murder? Pope Francis is in the middle of a six-day visit to Mexico, and expectations and crowd turnouts for Francis have been high. The pontiff has made some visits to some of the poorest and most violent places in Mexico, like the crime-ridden city of Ecatepec and San Cristobal de las Casas in Chiapas, the site of a major uprising in the 1990s. Does the pope's presence strengthen or weaken the current president, Enrique Peña Nieto's troubled administration? Frank Contreras is a correspondent with CCTV America. He's currently in Mexico City and joins us now. Which is it? Does Francis strengthen the government or weaken the government in some sense?
Well, he is definitely aiming some messages directly at Mexico's political elite, John. When he says things like, the kind of violence that's taking place, he knows it has to do with crime that's directly related to ongoing impunity here, and that's an issue that has plagued Mexico in large part because of corruption in the government itself. And so, Mexico's elite is definitely keeping its head low and listening closely what this Catholic leader is saying.
Is this message directed at the government? Listen, this is the Pope speaking over the weekend.
Earlier or later, the life of society becomes fertile soil for corruption, drug trafficking, the exclusion of different cultures, violence, which includes human trafficking, kidnapping, and death. That causes suffering and prevents development.
It sounds like the Pope is saying that the government is squeezing society to the point that corruption has a fertile bed to grow in, and that human trafficking becomes a necessity, and that exclusion of ethnic groups like down in Chiapas becomes the rationale for an uprising.
He's sending that message, remember, to a very large crowd of people outside of the Mexican capital in Ecatepec, as you mentioned. And this is an area, of course, that itself is suffering from daily crime in that area, people being robbed at gunpoint, kidnappings taking place, even small children being lifted and taken away by organized criminal groups in that part of Mexico. And so I think he's aiming this message not just at Mexico's political elite, but also at everyone, even among the lowest ranks of Mexican society, people who really feel like they're taking the brunt of this violence. Of course, as you know, more than 100,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence since Felipe Calderon, the president, in 2006 declared war against drug trafficking organizations, John. And as well, tens of thousands of Mexicans have gone disappeared. And in that part of Mexico, they have really felt it quite a bit. I've spoken to families there who have lost little children and family members who have been, as I said, lifted off the streets by drug trafficking organizations who are seeking to gain money from kidnappings that take place in that part of Mexico. And so, yeah, this is, I think it's a message aimed definitely at the Mexican elite, the political class, who say they're trying to do something about the kind of violence that's been taking place, and also to the rest of Mexican society that's just not feeling, the solution coming quick enough.
Part of the folklore of organized crime in Mexico is that the folks at the top, the really rich drug lords, often pride themselves on their Catholic piety in their palatial mansions. Is there any chance that the hypocrisy of that will be trumped by the Pope's presence here, and that that message of corruption might even find its way into organized crime organizations and level some of this violence?
Well, you can bet that all members of Mexican society are listening very closely to what the Pope is saying. And as you say, yes, some of the major bosses in the drug trafficking industry, the illegal industry of moving methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine to the United States, they're definitely Catholic people who were baptized, people who received their first communion, people who knew the names of previous popes, Pope John Paul, who made four or five visits here to this highly Catholic nation. So all of these members of Mexican society are listening very, very carefully. Whether or not this actually seeps into the consciousness and changes the moral structure of people who are deciding to take these actions, that remains to be seen. There's always been a hope that a Catholic leader of this sort would come along. Again, this is the first Latin American pope speaking to Mexicans in their own Spanish language and giving them a sense that he really does kind of understand what they're living through. You can imagine that there are drug traffickers probably in the distant highlands of Sinaloa State in the northern part of Mexico, in the so-called Golden Triangle, in the areas where Chapo Guzman, the leader of the Sinaloa cartel, those members of his drug trafficking organization also probably very likely listening to this message from the pontiff.
Do people think that the Pope has been brave in going into these places, that there's a certain amount of risk that he's taking and his fearlessness is a message all by itself?
In a sense, yes, though people here in Mexico are very well aware that if he does go to a place like Ecatepec or to the highlands of Chiapas, San Cristobal de las Casas, or like he's going today to Morelia, these are all locations that, yes, have suffered from either violence or discrimination or different social problems that have created so much conflict in Mexico. But at the same time, it's the Pope. And so he is accompanied by a huge entourage of believers who work as a physical barrier, their bodies actually working to protect anybody who might try to come and reach the Pope to do harm. And then, of course, there is also Mexican Secret Service ordered by the presidency itself here in Mexico. And of course, the Vatican Nuncio has its own staff keeping a close eye. So, yes, the Pope is venturing into some places that no other Pope has ever visited, and people here do believe that he's being very brave for doing so. But he is not going to the most dangerous parts of Mexico, and he's not going alone. So this marks quite a difference.
Well, we'll see how the impact grows as this visit comes to a conclusion later this week. Frank Contreras is, of course, correspondent with CCTV America. Thanks so much, Frank.
I'm glad to be with you, John. Thank you.